So it's been 2 weeks since we've had a conversation with Kim, and Kim, in that 2 weeks, a 45-cent drop in wheat prices, what's going on?
Well, I think the market's watching the crop. It's out in the field. It's looking relatively good. It is dry in areas, and you look at the foreign crops around the world, they're also coming along in relatively good condition. And I think the market's just expecting not a big crop, but I think they're expecting a good quality crop coming on, and that not much decline in supply.
So all of that said, where are we with the price of wheat right now?
Well, if you look at cash wheat prices in Oklahoma, somewhere between 320 and 350, mostly 333, 335. Forward contracts, offers for harvest delivery now is right almost with current prices at 320 to 350, mostly around 335. You look at the Kansas City May contract, it's down to 432. It broke that 435. I think that's an important area to watch. We could go down another 10, 12, 15 cents. Kansas City July is at 445. And again, we got probably another 10 or 12 cents for that to go down to hit strong support.
So why is the price of wheat so low right now?
Well, it's because of competition. If you look back, say over the last 10 years, go back to 2007 to now, you've seen Oklahoma wheat yields per acre decline on the average, a 5-year average, 2 bushels. That same time, you've seen the Russian average yield go up 8 or 9 bushels an acre. You've seen Ukraine go up about 15 to 20 bushels an acre. You look at Argentina, increased competition there because they dropped that 25% tax, export tax on it, makes that less expensive. And you got a higher value of the dollar, which makes ours 25% more expensive. So there's just a lot of wheat around the world. And with that high dollar and the low taxes, the competition's got an advantage for us right now.
So with all of that said, what should Oklahoma producers be doing?
I think they're going to have to produce the best quality crop they can. I think they've got to use different technologies and managerial practices to keep their costs down.
Okay, Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.